What book are we studying together? Does anybody remember?
Philippians.
Good. Amen. We've been studying Philippians together.
Amen.
But before we go to Philippians, there's something I want to touch on just a bit. Let's go over here to Matthew chapter 22:8. Actually, we can do better than that. We can just go to verse 1. Let me read it out of you for you in this version of the Bible. I'm going to say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, how does God speak to our hearts? In parables, correct? Just keep that right there, Brother Jesse. I'll let you borrow this one. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden. Everybody say bidden.
Bidden.
To the wedding, and they would not do what?
They wouldn't come.
So there were people invited to the wedding that just would not come. God's invitation goes out to everybody, but a lot of people don't want to accept the invitation of God. The way of God is the best way. God doesn't force us to do anything. Amen. He bids us. He woos us unto himself. But many times people don't know how to listen to the wooing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, and my fatlings are killed, and things are already come unto the marriage. Say, things are already prepared for you. Say that.
Things are already
God's got things prepared. He's got your life covered. All you got to do is be willing and come. The Bible also says, if you be willing and obedient, you will do what? You will eat the good of the land. Who gets to eat the good of the land? People that are willing and obedient. But they made light of it. Everybody circle that. I like that verse 5. Most of the time, people don't take a hold of God's best because they make light of every good thing.
Amen.
And went their ways. I tell you what, you'll never go the ways of God when you take light of his word. Amen. Many people are going in their own direction because they're taking what God promised them and what God said to them too lightly. Amen. Most of the time when God wants to do something to us, the first thing he does, he speaks it to us in his word. He reveals it to us. He promises it to us. Amen. But many times we take the things that God says so lightly. We don't put any stake in it. We don't do anything. And when we don't put stake in the promises of God, you know what we're going to do? We're going to walk according to our flesh. How many times have you been tempted to walk according to your flesh instead of in accordance with the promise of God?
Amen.
How many got a promise from God?
Amen.
Are you walking in line with the promise of God? Are you taking what God said? Are you taking what he said lightly? Or are you taking what he said seriously? Well, if you're going to take what God said seriously, you're going to walk in that direction. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And they went their way, one to his, everybody say, his. Circle that word. That's a big word.
Uh-huh.
That word, I think, more important than, one word more important than merchandise and farm. I tell you what's more important than both of those things? Everybody say, his.
His.
Circle it. We could have been going to God's party, amen, but one wanted to return to his farm, what he could produce, amen, what he could handle, and the other one started to turn to his provision. When we take light of the Word of God, we take light of the promises of God, guess what you're stuck with? Your farm, amen, and your merchandise. If you don't get God's promises, guess who's going to have to support your plan? God supports His plan, but when you get on your own plan, you get off on your own thing, guess what? Who's going to pay the bill for that? You are. When we take, many times when people get so prideful or so into themselves, so into their direction, it's because they've taken lightly a promise from God. Somebody say hallelujah. And the raiment, now listen, and another to his merchandise, and the raiment took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Every day God sends people our way. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God for that. Whether you realize it or not, I'm here by the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm here in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm one of the servants of God, whether you like it or not. Amen. That God sends your way to invite you to come up to a higher place, to a higher plane. Amen.
Amen.
And guess what? I'm going to call you to the plan of God. Amen. Away from your farm. Amen. And away from your merchandise and say, God's got a better way. But many times when we take, if you take lightly the promise of God, guess what you're going to do? You're going to take lightly those that bring the promise. You're going to take lightly those that bring the word. Amen. So what did they do? They slew them. Somebody say, cut them up.
Cut them up.
And look, they entreated them spitefully and slew them. You're not going to be able to reverence any kind of anointing. You're not going to be able to reverence any kind of minister when you take lightly the promise of God. But I tell you what, when you start to take the promise of God more seriously, guess what? You're going to start to take advantage of his vessels more seriously too. Somebody say, amen. How do we expect them to treat us better than they treat the word? Amen? How do you expect that to happen? Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed. Am I right in the right place? Am I in the same book? He destroyed those what? Murderers. The Bible says, why do you sit up here and devour one another and do all these other things? I tell you what, when we speak against someone, we kill them inwardly. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, God doesn't like it. This is New Testament teaching here. Amen.
Amen.
God doesn't like it when we take his word lightly. Amen. And God doesn't like it when we misuse his vessels. So God was distraught with them, amen, and sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their cities. Amen. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye should find, bid them to come to the marriage.
Amen.
So those servants went out into the highways, and somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
And gathered together as many as they found, both what? Bad, and also what?
Good.
Hallelujah. We don't like that sometimes when the event, Brother Tizo's an evangelist, and he shocks me. He brought a track by my house. Man, he was getting everybody. Amen. I said, brother, I was thinking to myself, we send this thing out there, we'll have anything in there. But he sent them out there and said, gather whatever you can.
That's right.
I tell you what, the heart of the evangelist, we can't be too selective. We got to grab whatever we can grab and bring them in. Somebody
amen.
Say, praise God.
Praise God.
He said, bid them to come.
That's right.
I'm teaching. This is the word of God here. We got to stick to the word. If you want to be blessed, you got to stick to the word.
Amen.
Somebody say, but we'll still be covered.
Amen.
We'll still be covered. Hallelujah. That's the problem. We don't want to bid. You know, we got to bid as many. How many people have you bid to come to the house of God lately? When's the last time you bid somebody to come to the wedding supper? Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
I tell you what, his bride is the church.
Amen.
So if you want to get to the wedding, you can't find the groom, glory to God. You can get to the bride, amen?
Amen.
If you want to get to the wedding feast of God, get to where the bride is. That's where the wedding's going to be. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice the bride doesn't go hunting down the groom, amen?
Amen.
The groom meets the bride, amen?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you want to get to this wedding, you got to find yourself a bride. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
And the church is the bride. So we bid people to come to this wedding and say, hey, there's going to be a wedding going on. God's not just going to marry individuals. He's going to marry a body. Amen. He's going to marry a church without spot nor wrinkle. But get there. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I bid you to come to this wedding. Hallelujah. So those servants went out to the highways and gathered together as many as they what? Found. How many have you found? Somebody say glory to God. Depends on what you're looking for. See, some people are out there looking for different things, amen, but if you got your eyesight, you know, you only find what you're looking for. If you're going out there looking for souls, you'll find them. Glory to God.
Amen.
If you're going out there looking for somebody to get to the wedding of God, you'll find them. They're out there if you want to. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They're hungry. Bid them both good, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with, everybody say guest.
Guest.
Notice that. Everybody that's coming to the church, not everybody gets to be a part of it.
Amen.
Don't get upset. Somebody say the wedding was filled with what?
Guests.
Not just attendees. Not just people that were going to be in it. Not everybody was a bride, but the wedding was filled with guests. Somebody say that means they're here just temporarily.
Amen.
That's what God wants us to do. He wants to invite some guests to come into the house of God. And when the king came in to do what? See, this is what we need to get right. See, people don't like, see, we're going to bring them in. You can bring them in, but every once in a while, the anointing of the Holy Ghost will walk in the room.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You can invite as many as you can to come in, but not everybody they invite in gets to stay in. That's also the word. Somebody say glory to God. See, we got to teach the word. See, we think that we can put up with everything. We can't put up with every little thing in here. Somebody say glory to God. Bible says to invite them all. Amen. But not everybody that you invite gets to stay.
Amen.
I'm teaching the word of God. Somebody say,
read the whole thing.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. See, there are guests invited to the wedding. You get guests in your house, but every guest got to go home sooner or later. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But it's the intent of the word of God. It's the intent of the gospel. Amen. To turn that guest into somebody who's going to be there forever.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Amen.
We're talking, church. And listen, and when the king came in to see the guests, you got to realize you can come in. Somebody say, the Lord will take you just whatever way you want to, you get in. That's true. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost is going to come into the room and check you out every now and then.
Amen.
God comes in to see the guests.
Amen.
God comes in to look at your frame of mind. God comes in to look at your attitude. Somebody say, glory
Amen.
To God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. See, we've gotten so light, you know, we don't expect somebody to show up. God is a holy God. Amen.
Amen.
And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't be playing no games around here.
Amen.
Somebody say spirit.
Spirit.
And truth.
And truth.
Hallelujah. You can, God, our God is a consuming fire. Amen. He's a mighty God. He's a mighty one of Israel. He's a lamb. Amen. He's a lamb led to the slaughter. Amen. But he's also a great and mighty lion of Judah. Amen. You can come in whatever way you want to. Amen. But you're going to leave differently. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody
amen.
Say glory to God.
Amen.
Come to him just as you are. Amen. But he'll make you what he wants you to be.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. If you're willing. Amen.
That's right. And obedient. Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything that comes before the presence of God got to change. Somebody say
amen.
Change or die.
Change or die.
That's the truth.
Amen.
Everything after it comes into the glory of God, it must change. It must submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ or die. Amen.
Amen.
So say, invite as many as you can.
Invite as many as you can.
Hallelujah. Bible says many. Amen. Many, you know, are what? Chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But when the king came in, somebody say, to the guests. He saw that there was a man which had not on what?
Wedding garment.
Everybody read that out real loud. When the king came in, he looked around. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
See, it's not enough just to get in the house.
Amen.
It's not enough just to get in the house. You got to have, there's got to be a change about you. Amen. Jesus is coming. And the Bible says he's coming back for a church without spot nor wrinkle. You got to be ready when he comes.
Amen.
He came in and he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how comest thou in hither not having on a wedding garment? And he was speechless. It's just, it's so amazing. You know, we can always get excuses until the king shows up. Why we the way we are? Why we act the way we want to act? Amen? It's like that. That's the way it is. You're just going to have to deal with it. Amen? But I tell you what, that one that was not ready when the king came, amen, that did not reverence his presence nor reverence his party, amen, reverenced his house, he was speechless at that point, amen. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot and do what? Read your Bible. I'm giving very little commentary. I'm just reading the word, because the word is a lot heavier than my commentary. Somebody say, the word will say it in and of itself. Then the king, somebody say, the king came in, amen, and said, bind him hand and foot, and do what with him?
Take him away and cast him into the outer darkness.
Somebody say, put him out.
Put him out.
He said, take him out and cast him into the outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few. Somebody say, few.
Few.
Are chosen.
Are chosen.
Call everybody you can, amen, but few are chosen, amen?
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe you're the chosen of God. You got to be saved to stay in this place, amen?
Amen.
We ain't going to put nobody else. The anointing will get you out. Somebody say, glory to God.
Amen.
Holly, this is a holy thing. See, not everything. You can't just join church. They used to say, church I grew up in said, this is the church of God in Christ. Anybody heard that? That's the national anthem of the Church of God in Christ. You want to hear it? This is the church of God in Christ. This is the church of God in Christ. You ever heard it? You cannot join in. You must be born in. This is the church of God in Christ. Somebody say, glory to God. Church stuff is supernatural. Amen. You're not going to be able to hold on by your mind. You got to hold on with your heart.
Amen.
Amen. You're not going to be holding on just because, you know, you can't. If you think you're going to hold on just by what you think, you're not going to make it. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to hold on with your heart. Amen. Those that are saved are going to stay in the house. If you're saved and you know you're saved, you're going to be all right. If you want to be saved, you're going to be all right. Somebody say hallelujah. That's all right. Hallelujah. You can't hang around here in your own strength. You can't hang around here in your own ability. Amen. You got to be born into this thing. God will do it for you. The Holy Ghost will keep you in. It'll get you right. It'll get you together. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you're saved, you can't help but be committed. Somebody say, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Why do you hang out? You must got a lot of endurance with you. No, I don't. I'm just saved.
Amen. Amen.
I'm saved. Glory to God. Not trying to get saved. I am saved. Glory to God.
Amen.
Born again, it's not a problem. I mean, if you got a problem getting to church, glory to God. Think about it. Somebody say, think about it. When you're saved, amen, it's just natural, amen. You know, birds of a feather flock together, amen.
Amen.
And I'm one with God. I want to be with him, amen. I want to be in his presence. I want to worship him more than anything. You shouldn't have to chase saved people to church.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You shouldn't have to chase it, amen. You'll find out when you really get saved, you really get full, you'll want to do what's right, amen. Many are called. Somebody say, many are called. Everybody gets a call, but few are chosen. Thank God when he chose you.
Amen.
There's something on the inside that says, God chose me. Amen. And you think about that choosing. Amen. You just don't make a decision. Amen. God called you before the foundation of the world and say, hey, I chose this one. I'm going to put something within them to cause them, give them a heart that will follow hard after me.
Mm-hmm.
You said, brother, one of my brothers said they just got saved recently. What got you saved? You just figured it out? No, on the inside of you. Amen.
Yeah.
There was something on the inside that said, now is the time to turn it over to Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says to every person it's given a certain measure of faith. Amen. And there's a measure of faith on the inside of you to keep you saved.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, if I couldn't stay saved, if God didn't love me, it'd be all over.
Amen.
It'd be all over. But I thank God. God, amen, that he loves me and that he cares about me, amen, that he filled me with the Holy Ghost and gave me a mind to run all the way.
Hallelujah.
But you got to yield to it.
That's right.
You got to yield to it, and don't be afraid to receive the love of God. Don't be afraid not to limit your relationship with God. Let him have all he wants.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Many are called, glory to God, but few are chosen. Amen. He chose me. How do I know he still chooses me? Amen. I still hear him waking me up in the morning, glory
Amen.
To God. I still hear him tell me, don't let go. Keep holding on. Amen. There's a better day coming. Amen. Keep on working. Keep on striving. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on giving. That's God choosing me to live right. It's not me. Amen. I'm lazy in and of myself, glory to God. But on the inside, God's choosing me. Amen. Whenever, even when you decide to do a good thing, it's not necessarily you. It's God on the inside of you, willing you to do the right thing. Thank him for the heart to do right.
Amen.
Saints, you just say, I thank God I got a mind to go all the way. Hallelujah. I've got a mind to go all the way. And that mind was a mind that came from God himself. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo. Somebody say hallelujah. It won't get old. Hallelujah. I got a mind to go all the way with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not because I got so much drive on the inside of me. No, I don't have. I learned that a long time ago. It's not in and of myself. It's him. Amen. It's God Christ within me. Amen. The hope of glory. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ within you, the hope of glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You need to shout because God's on the inside of you, willing to do right. That's your help. Amen. He chose you. Amen. If you're going to be saved, you're chosen to be saved. Glory to God. I'm not talking predestination. Amen. But take it any way you want to.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you got to live right to be saved? No, but you will if you are. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. People shouldn't have to convince you to come out of sin. Glory to God.
Right.
It's just natural. Amen.
Right.
Fish ain't trying to get out of the water. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. They're not tempted to stay in the water. Amen. They know where they belong. Amen.
Amen.
Saints ain't fighting to stay out of the kingdom of God. Amen. You can't get them out of it. Glory to God. They like being in there. It's just natural.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People say, I got a hard time dealing. Somebody say, once you get saved, glory to God.
Once you get saved,
you don't mind putting on wedding garments. Glory to God.
Amen.
You don't mind getting ready for God. Amen.
Amen.
You don't mind doing what's right. Amen.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. When you're really saved, nothing means more than salvation.
Praise God.
When you're really saved. Somebody say, really saved. Amen.
Really
you might be trying to get saved. I can't help you if you're trying to get saved. Amen. But once you give your life to Jesus, something changed. That's all I know. You're no longer the same. Glory to God. It's not hard. Amen. I got saved in 1974, 5, or one of those years. Amen. And I've been running for the Lord.
Amen.
I'm wondering why, how slow I'm running. I'm finding ways to give him more, to run a little bit faster. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Many. Somebody say, many are called.
Many are called.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Somebody say, but few.
But you.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, but few.
But you.
That means you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't you be one of them just called ones. Amen. You be one of them chosen ones. Amen.
Amen.
Chosen from God by God to fulfill his purpose. Amen.
Jesus.
Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I tell you what, if we take a little bit of weeping and gnashing of teeth down here, we won't have to worry about it later. Amen?
Amen.
So many people are so unwilling to suffer just a little bit for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? There's a little bit of suffering we're going to go through. Amen?
Amen.
There's a little bit of, this is not our home. Amen?
Amen.
We're just renting property down here. Glory to God. This is not where we are all about. Amen? There's a little bit of suffering for the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't get to live the way we feel like living all the time. Amen.
Amen.
We live according to the will of God. We follow the Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Somebody, I'm a stranger in this place.
I'm a stranger in this place.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, call them all. But if you want to stay, you've got to be chosen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Somebody say, few are chosen, but everybody's called. So don't be surprised. Evangelists, go and call everybody you know. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. But we can turn up the heat. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We can call them all in here. But once you turn up the heat, amen, you turn up the heat, they'll start jumping like jelly beans. Amen. But those that were called, those that were chosen, they'll still stay there. Amen.
Amen.
They'll be there. Somebody say, glory to God.
Amen.
You can take them anywhere. Amen. They'll still be there. Amen. When God chose those 12 disciples, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. He chose them. Amen. And they went through a lot of stuff. Who knows about Judah, but most of them went through a lot of stuff. Drug them through the streets. Beat them publicly. Amen. Some of them said, hey, I was hungry. Some of them said, I was thirsty. They did all these things. They said at times they were naked. Glory to God. They went through all kind of stuff, but they didn't give up. Why? God chose them. Amen. You're saved today. You're saved because he loves you.
Amen.
He cares about you. Thank God for it and submit to it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I'm just going off, ain't I?
Praise
I got a couple minutes. Amen. Now we get off to the other thing. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, bless his name.
Amen.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You got to realize this thing going to get real. When you get a real church, amen, there were times in the church they say, turn them over to Satan for the destruction of their flesh. You got to learn what the early church is all about.
That's right.
Amen. You got to figure out, amen, you people that are so, you can't do anything for anybody that's intent on going in their own direction. You can't help them. You can't help them. Amen. If they want to have it their own way, they need to get it their own way. Amen. Don't force nobody to get saved. Glory to God. When it's time, they'll get it right. Amen. Until then, let them go in their own direction. Let them go in their own way. But when God gets ready, amen, something supernatural will happen on the inside of them. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to start having that kind of salvation again. Somebody say conversions.
Conversions.
Amen. Hallelujah. When Jesus shows up, says, hey, God, come and look at the guests. God does inspect. Amen. Isn't it amazing? Said, now the king represents Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now we can say, now, listen, God, listen. God, man looks on the eye what appears, but the Lord looks on the heart. Amen.
Right.
Well, God looks in on everything. Amen. He's omnipresent. He knows all things. He sees all things. Somebody say, God is looking. Amen.
Absolutely.
He is concerned. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So therefore, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not in my presence only, now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Amen.
I'm not trying to be scared of everything. Amen. No, just take it seriously. Amen. Don't take it so lightly. What you take lightly, you'll lose.
Amen.
Amen. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. God will work in you if you let him.
Mm-hmm.
God will work in you if you let him. Amen. See, so many times we forget to give God the praise for things that just happen naturally when you do a good thing. Amen. Don't pat yourself on the back. Raise your hand and give the praise to Jesus. Amen. It's God working in you.
Amen.
You know what you want. Amen. Amen. When something good happens, amen, you walk in the right direction, you gave your life to Jesus Christ, say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bunch of decisions to do, amen. What makes you any different than anybody else when you decide to live saved today and so many other people decide to live the other way, amen? It's God who works in you.
Amen.
Don't get so highly exalted when you see people fall off by the wayside, amen. Well, that one gave up. This one gave up. This one just won't get it right. That one can't get it right. We say, man, I must be all that. There must be something good about me. They must not understand the Bible as much as I do. It must be, what's the deal? I must be praying a little bit harder. They just don't got it. They just don't got it. I'm going to tell you what. You know, I'm telling you what the difference is. It's God.
Amen.
It's God which worketh in you.
Amen.
You take it any way you want to, but I know the way I am. Amen.
Amen.
If it weren't for God, I'd be the worst one out there. Hallelujah. Believe me, I'd be the worst one out there. I know. Amen. Hallelujah, but God, amen, in his mercy and his grace, he started this thing, he's going to finish it up. He's going to finish it up, amen. Hallelujah, it's him that said, hey, don't get where you got church tonight, get ready to preach, glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, give me your whole life, amen, I want all your time, amen. I want 24 hours, said, thank you, Jesus, if that's what I need to give, you got it, hallelujah. I want your whole life. I want you totally dedicated. Amen. Somebody say, thank the time. He's only going to ask for stuff that the devil might steal from you anyhow. Somebody say, glory to God. He's asking for this life like I knew what I was going to do with it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I spent all my time serving God. He ain't asked for nothing that the devil wouldn't have stole from me anyhow. You can't just live without God out here and think everything's going to be okay. You get to do things your own way. Everything's going to be okay. Well, it's my lollipop. I'm going to eat it. Amen. You're not going to eat your own lollipop. You're not going to have your own stuff. You just can't have stuff. There's a devil out there. Amen.
Amen.
What you don't give to God, the devil will steal. Amen.
Right.
But when you put the blood of Jesus on it, the world can't touch it. The world can't take it away. I haven't missed out on anything, amen. Maybe a little cancer here, amen. Little disease over there, little disease over here, little misfortune over there, a little bit of insanity, amen.
A bullet or two.
A couple bullets. A couple worthless girlfriends, amen. You're not missing out on anything, glory to God. They missed out on a thing.
Oh, praise God.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. That which we entrust to him, he'll keep. Do you hear me? That which was entrusted to God, he will keep it. And if you don't trust yourself and invest yourself to Jesus Christ, you're not going to be able to keep yourself. Glory to God. Give yourself to Jesus and the devil can't touch you.
Amen.
Give your thoughts to God and the devil can't touch your mind.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Give your days to Jesus. Amen. The devil can't do you no harm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. It's God which worketh in you. Hallelujah. So say, keep working.
Keep working.
Hallelujah. To do his good pleasure. Hallelujah. God's working on the inside of me to do his good pleasure. And the prosperity of the saints, amen, gives the Lord pleasure. When we become successful in being Christians, in being believers, amen, and being who God wants us to, it pleases the heart of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to make it if you want to.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're going to make it if you want to. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For it is God which worketh in you to will and to do his good pleasure. He wants to and he will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So therefore, do all things. Somebody say, do it all.
Do it all.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory. Do it all. Somebody say, go through it all and do it all.
Go through it all and do it all.
And you're not really doing nothing. Because it's God doing it through you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. As you do what God is really doing. Somebody say, hallelujah. As you live what God is really living through you. Somebody say, do it without, glory to God, murmuring and disputing. It's free. You ain't, look at me. You ain't got nothing to complain about. Shut up. Hallelujah. What's your option? Hell. Hallelujah. What's your option, death? Somebody say hallelujah. Go and let God do with you, go do what he wants to do on the inside and be glad about it.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can't stand being saved. Can't do nothing. Amen. Well, go and be damned. That's the opposite of being saved. Safe, safe. Unsaved, unsafe. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Complaining about being saved. Lord help us. That ye may be blameless and harmless. I tell you what, you want God to blame you in that day just because he said, listen, I did it all and all you did was run your big mouth the whole time. You didn't do nothing. I did it all. That mountain that had to move that you were griping and complaining about, you didn't move it. I did.
Amen.
That life of salvation you claiming the victory for, I did it.
Amen.
Amen. That power that caused you to push back the gates of hell and do all that stuff, it was my spirit within you that did it. Amen. Amen. You didn't say anything. You didn't do anything. Glory to God, I did it all. Amen. Shut up.
Praise God.
You want to be blameless? Keep your mouth shut. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to make it. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without what? Rebuke. Somebody say hallelujah. Without rebuke. Ooh, I believe God gonna get us back from any of the words. We get to say whatever we feel like saying, God doesn't say nothing. I wonder when we get to heaven, he gonna answer every one of those questions. Remember Job just kept running his mouth? He wouldn't curse God, but he just kept running his mouth. He just played it safe enough. He played it safe enough, just ran it out, said all his stuff, you know, figured it all out. I would do it this way, blah, 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 and that's just the way it, blah, blah, got all that other stuff. And God finally did speak. He said, where were you when I did this? Where were you? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Gonna have to change the way you think sometimes. Without rebuke when you get to heaven. Hallelujah. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. Not a big rebuke. Like we used to say, when you get to heaven, some people are going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And then the other one, he's just going to say, well. Amen. Well. Somebody say hallelujah. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of what? Life. Glory to God. Amen. That I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Somebody say hallelujah. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For this cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Now he went on talking about some people that he sent. How many of you ready to be sent out? How many of you ready to be sent out? Let me tell you what, we're ready to send some people out. He said, I'm going to send Timothy to you. Timothy reminds me of Brother Jesse. Amen. That I also may be of good comfort when I know your state, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Everybody circle that. Everybody want to be preachers. Everybody want to be ministers. Everybody want to get out there and do it. And they say, oh, it's just going to be, some say naturally.
Naturally.
There are certain ministry things that just happen naturally. Amen. You should just naturally want to serve. Amen.
Amen.
You should just naturally want to do the right thing. Amen. Shouldn't have to preach it into your head like bricks every 2 weeks. Bam, bam, bam. Love others. Serve others. Amen. Care about somebody else other than yourself.
Amen.
Amen. If you got a problem with selfishness, you're not called to the ministry. Because a ministry is basically service. And that's going to be natural to you. If you're not a natural servant, you're not a natural minister. Amen.
Amen.
He said, for Timothy naturally cares for your estate. Amen. Some say it's natural.
It's natural.
You know, you can't make people stuff. Amen. Some things just happen, amen? You don't have to beg people. Somebody say amen. Go pray for this one. What? Again? Did you call Sister So-and-so? Amen. Hey, there's somebody at the door. Anybody want to go unlock it? We got church Sunday morning. This church is a wreck. Say there are certain things, amen, that are just natural.
Amen.
When I get up in the morning, I tell you what, I'm not trying to be a pastor. I'm a pastor. It's natural.
Amen.
I'm a natural preacher, amen. I'm a natural person, amen. It's natural. I'm not forcing me. It's just the way I am, amen. Many people want to find things. I can go to school and learn it. You can't learn it. It's what you are.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's got to come naturally. People trying to fake stuff. Amen. For all seek, listen to this, who will naturally care not for their state. See, there are a lot of people that all they caring about is themselves. Amen. My deal. My life. My ministry. My future. My reputation. My heart. Amen. My stuff. Someone say glory to God. And if I naturally cared about my own estate, I would have packed up and moved a long time ago. You think I want to be down here with these boys? Just as much as they don't want me to be here, I don't want to be here. Amen. But it ain't hard to get me to stay. Amen. Because I naturally love you and I ain't going nowhere. Amen.
Amen.
God don't have to give me bonuses. You stay another week, I'll give you this. Glory to God. I naturally want to be here because that's where I belong. Amen.
Amen.
With those that God called me to, I can take it. Amen.
Amen.
I can take racism. I can take whatever the devil hands out. Why? Because it's natural. It's in me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You got the stuff that it takes to do it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's not hard. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Where am I at? Help me. For all seek their own. Say everybody looking at their own stuff. You're not going to be a minister just taking care of yourself. I sit up there and think about all this other stuff. Pastor, don't you know you forgot to get a car? Don't you know you don't own your house? What about your future? What about you? Everybody say, what about me?
What about me?
Everybody say that. What about me?
What about me?
You can't minister thinking about me. Mm-mm. Amen. That's not what it's all about. Amen. That's a full-time job taking care of you. Tell you what, if I had to consider my stuff, that's a full-time job because I want to live real well. Amen. I'm going to have to leave that one to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You can't do what God wants you to do thinking about you.
That's right.
Write it down. You can't do what God wants you to do thinking about you. Jesus would have never been to the cross thinking about him. He was thinking about you. Somebody say hallelujah. You're never going to be able to do what God told you to do thinking about you. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. I ain't getting nothing done. Stop thinking about yourself. You notice that at the time you stop doing most work, you feel like giving up. I'm doing everything. I can't take it anymore. Everybody using me, taking this, taking that. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't going to let God do nothing either. What about me? Amen. God's going to leave you right there with yourself. Just say amen. Here she come. Here he come. Amen. Amen. But when you get past yourself, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. You get past yourself and let God get through. He'll start working on other stuff. Somebody say amen.
Jesus.
What you so concerned about you for you anyhow? You supposed to be dead. Amen. You supposed to be dead. Somebody say amen. I'm not worried about you. Somebody say, I'm not worried about you. Talk to yourself. Everybody, you get to talk. You crazy anyhow. All of us crazy. Amen. Some of us talk to ourselves. Everybody say, now listen. Say, you shouldn't be worried about you.
You shouldn't be worried about you.
You're supposed to be dead.
You're supposed to be dead.
Tell yourself that. Think about it. Now, I want you to think about the last person you know is dead. Would they be worrying about the last thing you were worried about? Huh? Would they be upset over the last thing you got upset about? They stole my parking spot. Now, would a dead person be thinking when that hearse pulled up at the cemetery? I can't believe that other hearse then pulled in front of this hearse. Somebody say glory to God.
Oh, glory to God.
I wanted that black casket. Why my funeral at 2 o'clock instead of 1 o'clock? Because she got to have the funeral at 2 o'clock. So say, you're supposed to be dead. So say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to die. That's when you really get to live.
Amen.
Listen, the measure of the life you will experience in Christ is dependent upon your willingness to die or your death to self. The measure of your life of Christ you will be able to live is dependent upon the measure of your willingness to submit to the death of self. Amen. He must. I must decrease that he can increase.
Amen.
Say something, God. Say something. I can't. There's not another place that I can put a word in. Amen. Because you got the whole thing covered. Let's say hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
For all seek their own and not the things which are of Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of us seek our own stuff instead of the stuff that be of Jesus? Amen. We can all grow to the level to where we esteem the cause of Christ more important than anything. Amen. More important than anything. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so as soon as I shall see how it go with thee. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself will come shortly. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think that's good enough. Why don't you stand up right where we are? Hallelujah. I'm enjoying the book of Philippians. How about you?
Amen.
All right, learn anything out of the book of Philippians? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You learn anything? Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Are y'all learning anything from the book of Philippians? Amen.
Yes.
It's all right, tell people, just get saved. It'll be all right. Can't help you. Can't, Paul, I can't help you. I can't help you until you do get saved. Amen. Guess how you can tell a saved person? They act saved.
Amen.
How can you tell a saved person? They act saved. Amen. They just are. Amen. It's the same thing. You can tell when people been to heaven, they act like they've been there. Amen. You can tell when people been with Jesus, they act like they've been there. Amen. You can tell when people been to hell too. They act just like it. Amen. You can tell where a person's mindset is. They act just what their mindset is. Amen. If they're completely worldly minded, guess what they're going to act as worldly. Amen. Same thing. Amen. They used to say you can take somebody out the ghetto, but you can't get the ghetto out of the person. The kingdom of God is different. God can take you out of the world and take the world out of you too.
Amen.
Amen. If you want it, when you're saved. Somebody say amen. Does God have the ability to get that stuff out of you? Yes.
Yes.
Somebody say glory to God. Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes. Amen. You just got to want it. Amen. You're not going to want to be saved if you want to hang out around here. What do you need it for in him? Jesus is coming. Don't you know that?
Amen.
How much do you really believe?
Uh-huh.
How much do you really believe?
I believe.
Do you really believe it? We be able to live like it. Amen.
Amen.
I am.
Amen.
I am. Amen. I've come too far. Amen. I can't stop now. Amen. I couldn't catch up if I was going the other way. Amen. I'm going to have to hold on to Jesus. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, I started a long time ago. Somebody said, I just got saved last week. Well, just say it anyhow. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go all the way with God.
Amen.
Don't stop halfway. Amen. Don't stop halfway. He's okay. Now let's bless God. Amen. We're going to receive tonight's offering. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever you think about. Amen. Give and it shall be given back to you. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody find an offering. Amen. You got an offering? Hallelujah. Woo. You praise the Lord. I'm going to have to teach. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got to hold on to this. I'm going to need it next week. Yep, you certainly will. Hallelujah. Amen. I've learned. I tell you what, I've learned, I really have learned, only God can provide.
Amen.
Amen. And what you need, when you need it, it will. Somebody say, it'll be there.
It'll be there.
Glory to God, but you got to get your faith up to that level. What you need, it will be there. Amen.
Amen.
You want to see stuff dry up, hold back.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
You be praying for the day when you wish you had the time to make a decision. Should I give this or not? I'd rather be thinking, should I be giving this or not? Should I sow this or not? Or, boy, I wish I had something to sow.
Mm-mm-mm.
He gives seed to the sower.
That's right.
Many people don't even have seed because they're what? Not a sower.
That's right.
Many times you don't have seed because you're not a sower. Amen. A sower is what you are. Amen. It's not what you have.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
So we always want to poke fun at God. Say, I'd give if I could. Amen. Somebody say,
He gives seed.
To a sower. You become a sower, he'll always give you seed. Amen. The seed will always have a sower. Amen. And if you change in that mentality, you know, if you got that mentality where you have never, I'm teaching the word of God. Amen. Somebody say, like it or leave it. Amen. Hallelujah. My job is to teach the word of God, not to play patty cake. Amen. I'm going to teach the word of God.
Amen.
He'll give seed to the sower always. There's always something to sow. Amen. But when you change your mindset and make up in your head, you're not going to be a sower, you'll never have seed.
That's right.
Amen. And when you don't have a seed, you'll never have a need met. Amen? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's good teaching. Amen. Let me help you out. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. It comes from your heart. It comes from your heart. Somebody say amen. It comes from your heart. Listen, what God, that promise that God has for you, that abundance that God has for you, it's planted. It's planted, and it comes from seed. Amen. It comes from seed. That's the way it goes. You know, you plant what you want from God. Amen. You plant it. Amen. Let me say hallelujah. How many glad to hear this stuff tonight?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. So if you got seed tonight, say, Father,
Father,
I thank you for the seed. Amen.
Thank you for the seed.
I thank you,
that you call me
a faithful
sower.
Hallelujah. And because I am a sower, I will always,
have
seed.
Seed.
Now make the devil mad, declare,
I am
a sower.
And
because I'm a sower,
I'm a grower.
Hallelujah. He who sows grows. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He who sows grows. Amen. Say,
I am a sower.
Therefore,
I will always have seed.
In the name of Jesus. Now I want you to pray for seed from heaven. Amen. Start to pray for seed. That's a revelation for somebody. Amen. That's going to bring somebody out. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to be in trouble. Amen. You got seasons to come. Amen. You're going to eat what you sow. Glory to God. You'll reap what you sow. Amen. I ain't reaping nothing. You ain't got nothing out there. Amen. Hallelujah. What every seed produces after its own kind. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, I just got joy and sorrow. Amen. Your sorrow going to come and God's going to be so joyful. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you reap exactly what you sow in every case. Bible says if you don't have friends, amen, get friendly. Amen. Whatever you need is what you need to sow. Amen. Because that's exactly what you're going to get back. Hallelujah. So if you need money, sow money. Amen. Amen. If you don't have money, call yourself a sower and it'll come to you. Amen. Say, I declare. Right now in the name of Jesus,
I choose to be a sower.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I call you blessed from the top of your head to the very soles of your feet. I call this revelation down to the core of your spirit. Amen. That the devourer in your life would definitely be rebuked. Amen. That the word of God would stand secure. Amen. That God would seal you with his provision. Amen. That God would seal you with his provision. That the Son of Heaven would shine upon you. Amen. And let the word of God on the inside of your heart come to fruition in the name of Jesus. And Father God, every faithful seed sown, I pray that you would cause it to multiply in this season and to sprout up in the name of Jesus. And to sprout up in the name of Jesus. Water your word, Father God, with good things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on up and sow it and rejoice. Put on some good music back there. Amen. We're going to be here. There is no Watering Word Seed Bible study Friday. Amen. But we are having Friday night service. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a picnic on Saturday.
Yep.
Right? Is it a picnic or just an Easter egg hunt?
Easter egg hunt and picnic.
Easter egg hunt and picnic on Saturday. Amen. Huh?